This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What's it like to push back against the President of the United States? Today, the House January 6th committee will hear from local officials who did that, fended off pressure from then-President Trump to overturn the 2020 presidential election.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
Today, the committee hears from Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger about then-President Trump's call, asking him to find enough votes to prevent Joe Biden's victory. The AP's Mike Gracia.
In an AP interview after the call, Raffensperger, who was a Republican, said,
I wish it would have gone the other way, but my job is to be the scorekeeper. And that's how it shook.
In today's hearing, the House panel will be drilling down on how Trump and his allies not only pressured officials in Georgia, but also in other key battleground states in their ill-fated effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Mike Gracia, Washington.
COVID shots are expected to ramp up today for the nation's littlest children. Shots began yesterday at a few locations. Experts are pleading with parents to get their kids vaccinated. There have been disappointing vaccination rates in school-aged children. The National Weather Service is warning of brutal heat this week from the upper Midwest and Great Lakes to the southern U.S. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect. Local media in Texas reporting on the Uvalde school massacre say several police officers armed with rifles and at least one ballistic shield stood and waited in a school hallway for nearly an hour. The officers with heavier firepower and tactical equipment were there within 19 minutes of the gunman arriving on campus. Earlier than previously known. The price of gas is $4.96 a gallon this morning, that from the AAA. That is down a little bit from $5.01 a week ago. This is AP News. Now to Title IX.
As Title IX marks its 50th anniversary this year, a WNBA owner is among the women athletes who have benefited from the law. Jenny Gilder is co-owner of the Seattle Storm. She realized what Title IX means 46 years ago on the Yale University rowing team.
We didn't have showers. So the first thing that started happening as we started doing practices out there was that people started getting sick. And that was when the idea of a protest started to develop.
It set off the Yale Strip Inn in 1976 to protest inequities in the treatment of men and women rowers. It propelled Gilder to become an Olympic silver medalist in rowing. She became an investor and philanthropist, co-owner of her hometown WNBA franchise. Gilder says without Title IX, you would not have the WNBA.
You would not have all the women who get to compete at the Olympic level.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.